Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is back. I'm talking about the Lafayette Square Home and Garden Tour. Joining me right now is Vince Volpe, who is the Lafayette Square Restoration Committee president. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
This has been a tradition for so many years, Vince. It's the 56th annual, but it hasn't taken place for a while.
Exactly, Debbie. For 50 consecutive years through 2019, we had our Home and Garden Tour, which the oldest and most popular spring tour in the metro area. But like so many things, as we've talked about, you know, COVID interfered with that. And we had a garden tour for a couple of years. We did bring back our holiday tour, which is December 14th coming up. But right now, we're bringing back the spring home and garden tour on June 6th and 7th.
June 6th and 7th. So we're going to get to how people can participate and get tickets. But I wanted to point out, too, because we've been talking so much about this terrible May 16th tornado and how it's devastated neighborhoods and the rebuilding efforts, Lafayette Square was impacted by a tornado a long time ago.
Exactly. 1896, May, again. In fact, the celebration of just a few weeks ago was that anniversary. And that tornado knocked down every tree in Lafayette Park, destroyed most of the homes, and it went into a 70-year decline. It wasn't until the late 1960s that homeowners began to come in and buy up these dilapidated homes.
I don't know what to take from that other than it will take a long time. People are wondering about the rebuilding efforts, especially in North City. But it is possible, but it is going to take a lot.
It will take a lot. Of course, it was a very wealthy community in 1896, but maybe that's more to the point, is that even those wealthy people were not able to rebuild very quickly and move to other parts of the city. And so you need to pull together as a neighborhood and a community, which I think has been what's going on in St. Louis. In fact, our organization has voted to make a $3,000 donation to the United Way Fund on tornado relief.
That's great. Yes. Anything people can do is desperately needed in a lot of parts of the city. And when you look at Lafayette Square today, it is one of our most beautiful neighborhoods. People from around the country cannot believe when they drive into Lafayette Square. These homes are incredible. But when you first moved to Lafayette Square, it was just on the edge of what you were saying, that 70 years of decline.
Exactly. The first restoration homeowners started buying in the late 1960s. I didn't come till 75. I kind of stand on the shoulders of the people that made that happen. And they began to buy these old homes that had been converted to boarding houses, and were some of them abandoned, and started trying to protect the other properties, because otherwise they would have been torn down because they were falling apart.
And the city wanted to plow the entire neighborhood down, right, but didn't have the money?
Exactly. The city would have done that. In fact, I-44 went through part of the neighborhood. We lost dozens of homes to I-44, and if we had been doing what we've been doing now the last 56 years, that wouldn't have happened. But exactly, it was private homeowners who bought, and we weren't using federal or state money. We are now a National Historic historic district about 50 years ago, the first one in St. Louis. But prior to that, there was no protection for that area.
Yeah, driving through it now, it's hard to imagine what it might have looked like in, say, the 1950s. But people who were the pioneers of bringing it back bought houses for almost nothing. And a lot of those homes are million-dollar-plus properties now.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, it took a lot of investment over the years. But to your point, those homes have been brought back. You know, I didn't pay very much for my home in 1975. I paid $17,750, had a hole in the roof and infested with fleas, no heat in it. But it's very typical. You had to put a lot of time and money into those homes. But what we've also had, because there were houses that had been torn down before we started restoration, we had a lot of vacant lots that have now been filled with 20th and 21st century replica homes. And to your point, because it's a historic district, those homes have to look as if they were 19th century homes.
As you put this together, this 56th annual Spring Home and Garden Tour, is it difficult to get residents in Lafayette Square to open their homes, or are they happy to show them off?
I think they're very happy. When I really, you know, it's the law of unintended consequences kind of guides all our lives. And what I wanted was homes for this tour, which I got. But I also had so many homeowners, neighbors who said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Sign me up for holiday tours. Sign me up for next spring tour. So there are people that volunteer. And because you're asking a lot of them, because you're going to have a couple thousand people walk through your home. It's kind of interesting. The very first tours back in the 1970 was the first one. You were required to have your house on the tour if you were a member of the Lafayette Square Restoration Committee.
Wow, required. So this is going to be some homes and some gardens. What's the number?
Yeah, we have 11 homes. 10 of those homes have gardens as well. And then we have 3 standalone gardens as well.
Yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous, folks. If you haven't been to Lafayette Square, you haven't been in a while. It's really breathtaking. But there's going to be some other events and things going on in Lafayette Square, right?
Yes, for sure. We have an antique fair on 2 sides of the park. We have dozens of vendors, and that's going to be open both days of the tour. The tour runs from 10 to 5 p.m. each day. And we also have a spring market at the southeast corner of Mississippi and Park Avenue, where we'll have vendors and food as well. There's going to be a vintage baseball game on Saturday, and we have several of those throughout the time. A number of things going on.
The tickets are $40 if you buy them in advance and $50 day of. Does the money go back into the neighborhood?
It goes back to our nonprofit, the Lafayette Square Restoration Committee, been doing business as Lafayette Square Neighborhood Association for a few years. And we put that back into everything we can do to restore properties and preserve properties in the neighborhood. And we also spend money on safety and improvements. I should say that tour goers don't have to walk everywhere. We're going to have trolleys going all throughout the neighborhood, dropping them at key locations so they can see the homes, carriage rides in Lafayette Park as well.
And there's, of course, bars and restaurants in the neighborhood, too, so if people get hungry or thirsty.
There are. Part of the great revival in our neighborhood has been the business district. We have a number of restaurants now that aren't just for locals. They're destination restaurants. I'm always very pleased to find that there are people coming from all over the metropolitan area, as well as coming from people coming out of town to our restaurants. So it's a great place to come and eat.
For tickets, go to LafayetteSquare.org. And again, it is coming up on June 7th and 8th. So get your tickets in advance and you'll save some money. Vince Volpe is with the Lafayette Square Restoration Committee and welcoming back the first Lafayette Square Spring Home and Garden Tour since 2019. And I hope you have a great crowd and great weather.
Thank you very much, Debbie.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.